Hello and welcome to the Arbitrary Echo podcast. As always, I'm Owen, joined by Kieran.
Hey guys, how's it going?
He says the same intro every time, but today we're joined by another special guest. Introduce yourself, our guest.
I'm Owen. Not Owen, but Owen.
That's trippy.
Owen. I know.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's Owen. I live in North London. I've got long hair, glasses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice.
What to tell about myself? I'm the midpoint between you and Kieran, I like to think.
Yeah.
Oh, you're fun.
I'm old enough to know better, but still young enough to do it in everything, really.
Yeah.
That's what I like to think, at least. Others might say otherwise.
You are kind of the middle ground between us. You were the sanity. The most common sense when we all live together.
Yeah, that's probably true, actually.
Yeah, but unfortunately.
I was the most childish out of the slot as well, and I was the oldest.
You were just raging at Overwatch every day.
Mm. You didn't love walking out into the hall and hearing, fuck's sake, oh, okay.
And then punching the wall and his desk.
Good times. Good.
That's where I knew playing Valorant was too much. I punched my mouse and I cut my finger, and I'm like, yeah, maybe I should stop a little bit.
Cut your finger. See, I knew people back in the day used to get really angry and they'd throw their controllers and stuff at the wall and stuff like that. And it's just, they go through so much. Surely at some point it becomes just too expensive a habit to continue getting angry.
Oh, yeah, I'm missing the F5 and F6 key on my keyboard.
Why? That's why crazy. Them?
Well, I hit the keyboard and broke it. They snapped off.
What were you raging at, Valorant?
I think it was Overwatch this time.
Ah, I see. So you rotate the games that make you angry.
Well, basically, I was like, I've had enough of Overwatch now. So I went on to Valorant. I thought, oh, this will be a bit more peaceful. Learned the hard way. It's not as peaceful.
It's not fun.
It's worse, and I'd say.
So I was like, okay, I need to step back from them both a little bit. So I uninstalled Valorant. And I dabble with Overwatch a little bit. But
even though you said you were going to uninstall it on Twitter.
I will. Trust me. I will.
that's the words of an addict. I will do it.
Yeah.
Promise.
I can stop any time.
I just need the emotional support.
To be fair, you're the only person I know that has continued to play Valorant after it was chilled so heavily on Twitch. Like it was everywhere on Twitch and YouTube and everything. Everyone, every big stream wanted to play it, and it feels like they were all just paid to, because the moment it started to drop off, everyone just dropped it hard.
Yeah.
Because Among Us came out. Then everyone went to that. Well, it didn't come out that popular.
I only picked it up to really kind of, I was getting a bit bored of Valorant, of Overwatch, sorry. And I was like, right, okay. I was thinking either between CSGO or Valorant. I thought, you know what, I'll give it a go. And Valorant does have its pluses, don't get me wrong, but it suffers the same issue as Overwatch, where the progression, if you solo queue, is not there.
I think you care too much about ranked.
Yes.
You can't play a game casually.
Yeah. I watch these streamers play casual on Twitch, and I'm like, why? This is boring. I would rather sit and watch someone play competitively. But I just love competitive gaming, so I will sit and watch any of it, even like CSGO.
I think there's a certain point to which I find competitive, really high-level competitive is interesting, because you see people who are quite literally the best of the best, but when it's when you're playing it yourself, competitive is just it's casual but with a rank.
No, I think competitive is a lot of work if you have to rely on others.
If you they are fun. I would have a lot more fun if I knew people that played these games, or I could rely on someone.
Like if it was like in Overwatch, how many people is it on a team? 6 or 5?
6, but you the best way to do it is a free stack.
Yeah,
from my understanding. I just think the balance is better, apparently. I've done it once or twice, and that's how I ranked up, like, quite a lot, was through this random free stack that I found. Because I played a lot of tank. I was like, oh, yeah, okay. Because they needed a tank, obviously. There were two DPSs for the queues. But Valorant suffers with the queue issue as well.
How was Valorant? Because basic understanding, I thought Valorant was simply CSGO, but with like characters that could do certain different things. And that was about it. It wasn't so character focused as Overwatch, because obviously they've all got different weapons and different play styles. But
no, in Overwatch, your ults matter. They can win or lose a game. Whereas I think in Valorant, they kind of don't.
Valorant, your abilities are like grenades in Call of Duty, pretty much. You can use them. Sometimes they'll work, but most of the time you're going to end up killing yourself.
I think they're better in Valorant for like seeking out players where they are rather than wiping out a whole team.
Yeah, Valorant.
I suppose in Overwatch, the is it R or Q or whatever it is, that's the big move.
Yeah, so if you get a D.Va bomb, it can wipe out, or a Death Blossom with Reaper. You kind of get a six stack kill.
Easy. And you scream at the top of your lungs that you've got a six stack.
Mom! But Valorant also has a queue issue as well, where the queue times are so long.
Every game does.
Not every game. I've been picking up a lot of League of Legends recently, and because I'm so low ranked, that I find a game on that real easy. But that's a game that will make you rage. That is a rage.
Yeah, MOBAs are very raging.
I'm not a very ragey person, but...
Do you remember the first time we played, what was it, Heroes of the Storm, I was?
Oh, yeah.
And we were just playing casual, and...
raging at you hard, flaming in the chat.
Yeah, he's like, oh, fucking... Delete this game, you're a bad person. I'm like, dude, this is my first game, like, chill out.
People get really just passionate about all sorts of stuff, you know? Too passionate.
Yeah, it's too much chill passion.
Everyone needs to chill out.
Everyone just take a chill pill.
I never engage in it, so like, I'm never the instigator in an argument in these games.
I don't instigate, but if you talk shit about me, I'm gonna say something.
Yeah, that's what happens with me. They talk shit and I get ragey.
I am going to say I do sometimes instigate if somebody is being a mental midget and they're just being stupid. I'm just like, stop being stupid. Because most of the time, if somebody dies a lot, that's fine. But the moment when they start blaming everything but themselves or anything but themselves, I was unlucky the most, especially when you can tell it's not a luck issue and they've done something stupid. It's like, no, you weren't unlucky. You're an idiot. But yeah, sometimes.
I think it out loud, but I wouldn't tell them. I'd think it like, why are you doing this? But I'm not going to tell them unless
if they start complaining, I'll call them an idiot.
Like, yeah, if they started complaining first, I'll tell them that they were an idiot. But I'm gonna think it, but I'm not going to tell them.
Yeah. What about
trash talk? Do you trash talk a lot? The enemy team on your own?
I do. Yeah.
I can't, because the only competitive game I play. I only play Heroes casually. And they don't have an all chat in Heroes.
Yeah, that's sad.
I know, I want them to add an all chat.
I think they did have all chat at one point.
It's in custom lobbies only.
Yeah, they're pretty sure.
So you have to know
everyone
personally.
Yeah, pretty sure it did.
So, all chat. Before we started doing the recording today, I was like, do you know what? I'll have a quick game of Valorant to get Overwatch to get the new skin. And the enemy team had a Bastion. So I'm like, do you know what? I'll go Bastion as well. I'll troll them just as hard. Anyway, we won the game. So I just typed in the chat, ahaha, Bear Bastion won, Omega lol. And he got really ragey about it.
Bet you thought you had a massive penis while you were doing that, didn't you?
I did, mate.
I bet you thought you were like the king.
I kind of do that. I kind of do that on League. it's a thing, like when you win your lane, or like when you win a lane so hard that it's impacted the rest of the game, like people like to put, oh, jungle diff or top diff as in difference. There's a difference between the two players. What I like to do, especially if I'm losing, because you can be killed 6 or 7 times by a person, but the moment you get that one kill, even if you had to have the entire team help you, I always type in, get 1v1'd, noob. Always. And no matter how well they've been doing previously, they will tilt. Because, like, what? No, you didn't. I'm like, yeah, I did. Then you can just lead them on the merry chase. And the longer they spend typing, the less time they spend beating your ass. So I always recommend the trash talk. I think it's a it's a part of the arsenal.
I like how I love it. When you in Heroes, mainly because you know there's only a team chat, I like when you can see someone standing still, obviously typing.
Mm,
and you're just like, well, they're funny. Definitely flaming their team.
Yeah, really funny. Oh, that is, yeah, that's always a good one. But like we said, too much passion in the world. Just yeah,
just it's
chill out.
If you're, it's just, who cares? Unless you're a pro, who cares?
Mm. What I don't like, though, is quitters. I hate a quitter.
Yes, I hate people talk. That, and feeders. They like, oh, you suck. I'm just going to feed. I'm just going to keep running into towers and die.
Yeah. Ugh. So I know even people who were ex-professionals at League. There's one guy I watch, and he says, oh, the Koreans do this because they're apparently the be-all, end-all of all video game players ever.
Yeah, that's true.
But the Koreans do this, that if they, once the game is over, like, they know the game is either they've won it or lost it within 10 minutes. And so every game in Korea is like a 10-minute surrender for either team.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to continue playing. And at that point, it's like, no, you can do something. But maybe in, it is like what they say, a 10-minute surrender. That's only at the highest possible thing.
Yeah.
Where the pros are so good that no one's going to make any more mistakes. But in like low-level games, any game, you're talking COD, League, Overwatch, Valorant, CSGO, people who are just like, we've lost. Like, no, we haven't. No, we haven't. Just play the game, man.
Don't they learn that over in Korea? Don't they actually do video gaming in Korea, South
so.
Korea?
It's a I think they do it. Like college degree or something. Esports.
Maybe. I wouldn't know. They do seem strange, though.
In Korea, your two career options are K-pop idol or esports player.
If you're a woman, K-pop idol. If you're a man, esports player.
Once you've joined the army, once you've come back from your mandatory military service, of course.
I don't know. They've got some good footballers, South Korea.
They do, actually. They really like football, don't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
One of the best strikers in the league right now is Korean in the Premier League.
Yep, and he plays with Tottenham Hotspurs.
Yeah, they love Tottenham. They really love
Tottenham. That's my team.
That's your team. I watched a documentary about Tottenham Hotspurs not too long ago.
Was that the one on Amazon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was the one, it was for the year where they were taking every single injury under the sun.
Yeah.
And their entire team seems to just be injured. Although that seems to be happening to Liverpool this year. They won the league and now all of their play just like dying.
Good. I have no sympathy for Liverpool.
Why not?
I just don't. Because with
Liverpool, anti-Liverpool.
Their city has nothing else apart from football. And if they get any traction in football whatsoever, that's the only thing you hear.
Isn't there a marathon in Liverpool?
Yeah, but who hears about that? Who even talk about
Who hears about that marathon?
Even Everton doesn't get talked about as much as Liverpool.
I suppose, yeah, you're right. Liverpool.
So, but saying that, it's better than Manchester City winning, so I can't complain.
They're just rich, aren't they?
Yeah, Saudi owned, so
yeah, very, very rich.
Like, yeah, imagine being that rich.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
One thing I did want to talk about, if I can segue into
conversation. I'm always the one who has to segue, so I'm glad it's not me.
Christmas. Ooh. Two questions. What are you getting for Christmas, boys? What have you asked for?
Nothing, actually.
Nothing.
There's not much I want.
I've asked for cooking stuff.
Ooh, getting into cooking. What kind of cooking stuff? Like ingredients or equipment?
Just set of like proper like cutting knives and stuff like that.
Mm. Wow.
What about you?
Shit. Wow. Take a wild guess as to what I've asked
Alcohol.
For. Yeah.
Really? I was thinking of doing the same, but I bought quite a few. I bought banana liqueur, melon liqueur, cherry syrup.
The melon liqueur, was it? What is it called?
Midori.
I've got a bottle of Midori. I don't know what to do with it. I don't find anything to put it in, you know? Like, I can't find something that it goes well in.
If you get banana liqueur, Malibu, and pineapple juice, you can make a June bug.
Malibu. Yeah. Remember Ethan used to drink Malibu all the time?
He used to drink it every time we went out.
Blech. Disgusting stuff. I can't. Oh, no. It's grim. Tastes like, I don't know, death. Like
coconuts. I like it.
Yeah, death. That's what I said. No, I'm all right with coconuts. Like, the, you know, people get really upset when they have bounties in their. Yeah. And I like a bounty.
I think that the problem I don't like about bounty is just the texture. I'm fine with coconut, but the texture of a bounty I just don't like.
It's kind of flaky and it's not crispy,
yeah,
but
it's
flaky.
Flaky. That's it. I don't like the flakiness.
By this conversation, apparently it's like the best chocolate ever.
There you go. You've got a strong lover of bounty over here.
So what's your favorite? Okay, in celebrations, then what's your go-to?
Bounty.
No. I'll bring you to my all my parties every time there's a celebrations box. You can have all the bounties.
Yo.
What's in celebrations? Because there's bounties.
Galaxy Caramel, Mars, Milky Way, Twix, Maltesers, Snickers, and Bounty.
Okay, well, he knows Mars.
Milky Way is the best.
See, I do like a Milky Way, but I don't like that Milky Way that's in there. Like, I like milk chocolate or white chocolate. I like Milky Way's white chocolate stuff. But I don't like their like filled chocolate bars. You know what I mean? Like the filling. No, I don't know what it is.
Nah, actually,
you're on about Milky Bar, the white
Milky
Bar.
About
Milky
Bar.
Oh
yeah,
bar,
I am
aren't
on
you?
About Milky Bar. You are correct.
Yeah, you're about Milky Way. You know. I know my chocolates, mate.
Fuck Milky Ways then. Milky Bar.
Oh, I love Milky Way. You ever
nah,
had
do you know what?
You're going.
All right. Now go on. You were saying.
I was
going to
say,
having.
Have you ever had those stars like the Milky? But Milky,
oh,
is it Capri's?
Star,
the yeah. Chocolate stars, yeah.
Yeah,
with the faces
those.
On them. Oh, I love
yes.
them.
Yes. Oh, they are great. They are really good.
I love them.
Funny story about Milky Stars. Perfect. There used to be when I was younger, there was an advert on
back
in the back of the
40s.
Back before the Declaration of Independence was written.
I feel violated here, guys.
Continue.
No, what's called it, where you could write and complain about if there was an issue with your chocolate. Mm. Anyway, one of my star pieces was missing a star bit. So nice. I wrote to them. I was like, yeah, dude, like this is missing like a bit of a triangle on the star. This is like not acceptable.
Oh my God.
Right? I just thought, oh, I'll troll them a little bit. And they said,
did you?
Me,
or
like,
did, were you actually generally retarded?
No.
who has to open and read that letter and they're just like, oh my god, what are
you I got 10 quid worth of Milky Stars out of it, so
they felt sorry
you
for
know.
You
I suppose
I'm thinking it's like, oh, should we just shut him up?
Yeah, I don't blame him. Maybe they've only got one person and his only job is to read them and nobody sends them in because nobody really cares that much, so he's like, finally a letter.
Because who's complained about the Milky Stars? No one.
No one does, but if you get free chocolate out of it, then yeah, I'm going to complain.
That's fraud,
isn't it? Come
on. Oh, dude, ring the police.
Committed fraud of chocolate stars. It's funny. Anyway,
talking about another Christmas chocolate, Quality Streets.
Oh, I had some yesterday.
They cause massive fights in my family.
I think they're one of the worst.
Hit or miss. Yeah, they can be a bit hit or miss.
Like, my family goes absolutely berserk for the strawberry creams.
Oh, they're really nice. The strawberry and the orange one is really nice.
Yeah,
one of the weaker ones.
My stepmom has to separate them. She has to take them out of the box before we all get there. So, because she knows the first thing we'll do, we won't say hi, we'll just go straight for the Quality Street box before everyone else gets... I will make a point of going like 3-4 hours earlier just to get to the strawberry creams.
To get to the fight over the strawberry creams. No. Yeah. My favourite ones are the toffee fingers and the caramel coins and toffee fingers. Yeah. Those are good.
They're
chewy.
Nice. Chewy ones.
Mm,
what do you think of Heroes? It's just a different selection of celebrations.
Yeah, it's like a cheap version of celebrations, isn't it, really?
Yeah,
celebrations are the ones to go, except for they get 12s and heroes. So I can.
And cream eggs and.
Yeah, but the cream eggs in the Heroes are not as good. Kind of like what he was saying about the Milky Way. They're not as good as what an actual cream egg is.
But they're nice. I like them.
And they need to make... I'm actually going to consider writing to them now. Is making... is making cream eggs a year an all year round thing?
Well, cream eggs are an all year round thing. You can kind of get them in
It's like mince pies are an all year round thing.
Yeah, but you don't find them in shops.
I suppose it looks hard enough.
No. I get what you mean. Like around Easter is probably the only time you're really gonna.
You probably have to go to like a corner shop if you went and non-Easter time.
Also, did anyone ever find the white chocolate egg? Like, I was desperate because they were like doing this promotion where if you found like the white chocolate one, you got like
I don't think a surprise.
I did. I want to try a white chocolate cream egg. That sounds to die for.
All right, you heard it here first, folks. Kill him, but make sure you give him his cream egg first.
White chocolate cream egg.
In exchange for his life, you can give him a cream egg.
I will send nudes.
No, one thing. Given your life.
One thing I did want to talk about, the second part of this Christmas question, was what do you think is going to happen over December? Do you think lockdown will be extended?
They know they said, they literally just announced this today. Once lockdown ends, the tier 3 system's coming back, but tougher.
Tough. Oh, yeah, I remember reading about that yesterday.
Great.
What does it mean, tougher?
I don't know.
As in, we're all going up a tier, or the tiers themselves will just
The tiers will become harder, I reckon. Like, proper. Hard Boris mode. Is going to kill you if he sees you outside. Shall we see what BBC says?
So, basically, it's just his way of keeping everyone indoors until the vaccine's ready. That's all it is.
Yes. But then the vaccine will only be for 60-plus people to begin with, anyway.
I won't take it anyway. I'm anti-vax myself.
You know me, I'm a big anti-vaxxer.
Yeah. Oh, the government putting stuff in my body. Like, dick. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure on the effectiveness of these lockdowns.
This one is really ineffective because no one's following it.
No one followed it. It would just be, I feel that... If everyone had stayed indoors every single day in November, I don't think that it would really change what the government is doing in December.
Yeah.
I think they'd have still done the exact same thing.
I agree.
It's just odd, isn't it?
I just think everything's a little bit, too late, if I'm honest.
I suppose.
Yeah. Better late than never. That's what you're
saying. True. Do we have anything else to talk about?
Right. No. I wanted to talk about something that's actually really annoyed me, and it seems a lot of people as well.
He's on his period. Women.
The whole Monster Cat Twitch affiliate thing.
I haven't heard of it. Please inform me. Right.
So, basically, pardon the train, but
you have been pardoned, train. You are free of all crimes.
Leave. So basically, Twitch has partnered with Monster Cat.
What is Monster? Where they're a company that does headphones?
No, they do royalty-free music.
Oh, that one. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because obviously the whole DMCA stuff that's been going on Twitch recently.
They'd be going hard on people who break it, like streams while they're live and stuff like that.
Yeah, they've been really bad with it recently. But so if you sign up to Monster Cat for their premium service, you automatically get affiliate status within Twitch. So you can now buy affiliate status.
I mean, you kind of could anyway, really, couldn't you?
You could. I mean, like, don't get me wrong, becoming affiliate, I mean, I genuinely got to 3 viewers and I did mine very quickly. But it's not hard. So I could make 2 accounts plus have my own stream up. I don't know how people don't do that. I don't know how people sit in affiliate for a year.
Don't know.
I will never know that. I will never understand how they
still seem to get affiliate from their friends watching their streams. And I can only imagine it's people with no friends. I think I'm going to make it big as a streamer.
I don't have affiliate skills.
Well, that's because you've got no friends.
That's true.
You also don't stream that much.
No, I want to get back into it, but I'm busy.
You keep saying that.
I do.
You have
I say a lot of things. Sorry?
I know, but maybe YouTube's your thing. Maybe doing it, the whole YouTube thing's your thing.
I like YouTube.
Maybe live stream from the Arbitrary Echo.
Yeah, I want to. One day.
YouTube channel.
Or my own, because that exists. You know?
Yeah. Because we've got a YouTuber in our Discord, so an actual YouTuber.
All right, I'll fight him.
That Frogger TV.
Oh, yeah, I know them.
Yeah.
A YouTuber. Imagine putting that as your occupation. I'm a YouTuber.
And they're still content more money than.
I'm an affiliate of Twitch and a content creator. They sound a lot more important than you actually are.
Yeah, I find it cringe.
It's a little bit, but you know.
I don't even refer to myself as a streamer.
You refer to yourself as a virgin.
I've always found it cringy people who refer to themselves as gamers. Like I play a lot of games.
I think it's cringe.
A lot of games, but it is cringe to label yourself a gamer.
Do you know what's even more cringe?
Tell me.
Gamer girl.
I'm a gamer girl.
Only quite a controversial one right there, but I hate it when girls are like, I'm a gamer girl. And I'm like, no, you're a fucking gamer. Shut up.
You're a girl. You know, I'm a gamer. Aruga. Excuse me, miss.
You don't need to add the girl bit because you're stood in front of a fucking photo holding the PS4 controller. Do you know what I mean?
An Xbox behind you.
Well, you got to think. It's all part of the graft, isn't it? Because it's easy to be a girl gamer on Twitch. Must be quick there. So it's all part of the graft.
I mean, yes and no. I think some girl, like there were some genuinely really good girl streamers out there. Don't get me wrong. There are some genuinely really good ones. But so I heard the argument the other day, and it's what kicked off on fucking Facebook. I hate that place more than anything. But girls complaining about not being in the top 10 money makers in Twitch.
Wow.
Which is not true because you have Pokimane.
That's true.
I can understand why people complain about it in some places. Like I say understand. I don't agree, but I understand when they complain when they're not the top earners in a business or you had the BBC people were mad that Gary Neville was the highest earning person and there was like female people below him and you took a pay cut. I can understand that because that's the company paying them, but Twitch doesn't pay you unless you have a contract with them. Most of the streamers' money comes in through donations and
bits. Guess who's got a contract? Isn't there like five people that have got contracts with Twitch and one of them is female?
Yeah, so I don't think five people is enough of a sample size to complain about that.
What I was also gonna say as well, girl streamers, like I'm gonna give a really good example of this, Amaranth.
Who?
Go watch her stuff. Just go find a clip or something like that.
The port vodka and a cat.
That was Linity. The golden girl of Twitch that everyone forgave. For some reason. But for example, Amaranth actually makes more money than most Twitch streamers from her OnlyFans, which she subtly advertises on her Twitch. It's what her Twitch is for. It's to get people over to her OnlyFans. She makes 900,000 per month off her OnlyFans.
Yeah, and apparently, apparently she's making 17,000 a month off Twitch. From her subscribers alone.
Who pays for that kind of thing? Like, surely, from the moment you sat down in front of a computer or on a phone, your first contact with the internet, you typed in boobs, and it came up for free. At what point do you then denigrate as a human being into paying for it?
I don't know.
It's true. I mean, the internet's free. What?
Here's the thing. I don't know. Have we had this discussion about OnlyFans before?
Probably not.
Okay, well, we're going to dive into it a little bit now. Mm. I hate OnlyFans, and not because of it. No, I wouldn't fucking pay for it.
But it's not actually, I wouldn't say OnlyFans is what people think it is either. It's not just you simply click on there and it's like, you're going to get a porn video. Because what you're essentially buying with 90% of OnlyFans is you're buying what is called a girlfriend experience.
I'd pay for that.
I feel like you're trying to sell me this, Kieran.
Yeah.
You're trying to sell me.
I don't see, where are these bad sites?
Yes, but okay, it's like becoming an affiliate. You just got to grind until you get there yourself. Like, why would you pay someone like 50 quid a month to pretend to be your girlfriend? And these girls are perfectly fine with doing it. They see no moral issues with it.
I mean,
we just want to be loved.
I don't dislike the women who do it because it's graft, you know? It's they're making money. You can get money. The people I hate are the people who buy it. The absolute idiots who spend their money on it.
I'm not saying these girls are bad people whatsoever. They're probably genuinely nice people. What I'm saying is the premise of what it is itself is pretending to be someone's girlfriend. Like, I just find that morally wrong.
That's nothing morally wrong about it.
It's just, yeah, I don't know. I don't find it morally wrong.
Yeah, it's like only pretending to be friends with someone.
Mentally ill person, like you're taking the mentally ill person's money. But these people are normal people that are buying this stuff.
I wouldn't say all of them. I would say a lot of these people have come to OnlyFans for a reason, because they are desperate and they are lonely. And obviously,
that doesn't mean that it's their fault for coming there. Yeah. It's their money. They're still adults. You can't buy an OnlyFans and not be an adult. And when you're
we're all adults. Don't get me wrong, and I totally get that. I just think it's preying on people's vulnerabilities.
That's their own fault for falling for it.
No, I'd say I agree. It is predatory, but.
That's a very feminine way of being predatory. That's how I think of it.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things that are predatory.
Oh, yeah.
Like predators.
Most businesses are predatory. Yeah. They
don't even get me started on that one. I could rant about that and the whole LGBTQ thing.
Here comes the raging homophobia. Let's move on.
Actually, I was going to defend them.
Oh.
I was going to...
I'm surprised. Because
I don't have any issues with LGBTQ. What I have an issue with is these companies. So, like the company that I used to work for, I'm going to specifically call them out, Argos. Mm-hmm. They advertise the shit out of it at certain points of the year. And I remember saying to someone, it's funny really, that no one ever really gave a shit about LGBTQ until it became profitable.
Well, yeah, businesses are like that all the time, aren't
they?
Until
they finally had their own flag and they had all this merchandise that they could sell. And everyone that was all of a sudden then on board. But then you had all the merchandise to come with it. And every company got on board with it. Funny how that happens. Where was your support when these people needed it?
Why did you not support Among Us when it came out 2 years ago? But you decided to support it now when you stream it?
True, but I never actually heard of the game until I watched XQC play, so...
It's a similar thing. It's just, you do what you have to do to make money.
I think it's a really... And people don't see through it, and I'm like, how?
That's how I feel about OnlyFans. Just, how do you see through it? Bro, it's free.
Yeah.
Just if you want to go on
anime titties and you're there.
Because there are plenty of websites where you can get Bella Delphine's videos.
But I'm just saying, for the most saddest part is how it's just regular women who have done it.
The saddest part is that.
As good as porn stars. It's actually just like, imagine if you could see that woman you saw walking past you on the street naked. Maybe in a 14-year-old's monkey brain, that's like neurons activated.
Saying that though, I think that's great. The appeal.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, there's better out there.
There is, but I think I would rather watch something that with the girl next door than something that I knew that wasn't attainable.
Unfortunately, the girl next door isn't attainable either because she's selling her body on OnlyFans. But
well, I think the girl that lives next door to me is like 70 years old, so that's a no.
Why do you use her as an example then?
Because she is next door.
But you could have literally said anyone in the world.
70-year-olds and OnlyFans, did you?
Yeah. The term girl next door is a legit thing.
Are you I'm going to agree with you for the sake of your whatever the word I'm looking for is.
I'm going to Google it and send it to you, the term girl next door.
I know what it is.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that you saying the girl she next was 70. Door and chastising me for saying the girl next door was...
What I'm saying is I would rather watch a video that had the girl next door in it than a smoking hot, unattainable babe. But that's my preference. You know, we all have different preferences.
It gives you the full sense of hope, the potential that maybe that could be you.
I've long gone past that false sense of hope. I'm just trying to nut and go.
He's just trying to survive in a world.
I just want to be happy.
I just want to be held.
But no, it's not... I don't understand it. But, you know, to each their own, I suppose.
I've got something to talk about. Going back a bit on the Christmas. Has anyone seen any Christmas adverts? Any of the John Lewis, the ones, the Sainsbury's ones?
Oh, I tweeted about the Sainsbury's one the other day, actually.
Yeah.
Because everyone was losing their marbles over it on Twitter. Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea why, and I don't understand why.
Because they're racist.
Why is it racist? Do you actually need to explain it?
No, so the video itself isn't racist. It's the fact that people don't like it because they can't relate to a black family, apparently.
So was it a black family? I thought it was a white family.
No, I'm pretty sure it was a black family.
Oh, well, I don't
Maybe
think
Maybe you watched
really
the
matter.
Wrong video.
I'm not sure.
But it's good. No, good on you. You don't see colour.
No, I don't see the issue on what sort of family you find. This is the stupidity of the internet, and this is what really annoys me. Like, I don't get why it matters. I don't get what matters if it's a black family, if it's a white family, if it's a pig family.
You'd relate to the pig one though, wouldn't you? Oink, oink.
Yo, that joke would have like hit me about like 6 months ago, but I'm a better woman now.
That's good on you.
Good. Thank you. Last one thing I also want to talk about. You've kind of made me think about it. The internet and media, right? And people like the outrage and all sorts of stuff. Because I remember there was someone did a game review recently of the new Spider-Man game.
Oh, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And
fantastic game, by the way.
I don't know. Have you got the new PS5 or whatever?
I have, yeah. I grew a couple of inches on my penis.
Damn, this man actually managed to get one.
Yeah.
That manufactured scarcity that they're going for. But he said something about, like, he's a black man, and he said something about, like, Miles Morales displays the something swagger of a black teen.
The exaggerated really swagger of a black teen.
And people got really mad about him, and like it all kind of kicked off. And I was thinking to myself, like, if that guy puts down his phone, doesn't turn on Twitter, and never turned on Twitter, never looked at Facebook or anything, would he even know that there is an outrage? Because I think a lot of people don't understand is that people are just too connected to their phone. So when there is an outrage directed at them, like celebrities or anyone who creates anything, you could just put down your phone, just stop looking at the internet, and you would never know
how is cyberbullying real? Just turn off the computer.
Well, yeah, but it is in real time, because people close to you probably aren't going to get that angry at you for anything. They don't care.
If anything, they'll be on your side.
What you make and put out on the internet.
But I think in the case of that, what he said, it was blown out of proportion a lot. Like,
oh,
making
a
mountain of a molehill.
Yeah. That was just one thing. It was one thing I had a question about the election in the US. That was one thing I wanted to talk about. Because I've got a friend from the US.
Yes.
Good guy. But he's completely apolitical. Doesn't care at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, if we didn't tell you, would you have known that there was a election going on in the US? And he said, no, not at all. If he didn't look at his phone and if his friends didn't talk about it, he would not have known that there was a election for the United States.
Does he not watch TV?
Government. No, he doesn't have a TV.
Oh. Yeah, because obviously your news comes from obviously the internet or TV or newspapers if you still read them.
And if you don't look at those things, there are so much you could miss out on.
Because you could...
And what does then bring into focus how much control over your knowledge media has on you?
Yeah, if you move to your own private island with no internet, nothing, World War III could happen. You wouldn't know. You'd be fine. The entire world could come to a zombie apocalypse and you'd be fine. You wouldn't know.
Exactly. It's just an interesting thought.
Yes.
Especially with that kind of manufactured outrage. Sometimes people, I think, do just need to switch off sometimes. Just get away from it all. Turn off your phone.
I did that a couple of weeks ago when I went to Weymouth. I just turned everything off.
No, I can't do it. I've tried it and I can't do it.
Why not? I recommend it. I honestly do recommend it.
No, it's more stressful for me because...
What? Who's going to talk to you?
No, it's not that. I just have to know what's going on in the world.
See, I think I enjoyed it just being able to get out and just going for long walks and stuff like that and just kind of not having to worry about what's going on Twitter or who's going to piss me off on Facebook today.
I think that's just because you as a person get angry, like have negative situations in social media. You have negative experiences with your social media. With me, I've never had a negative experience, so I don't.
I haven't had a negative experience on Twitter. I see a lot of stupidity on there. Don't get me wrong. But on Facebook, it's just horrendous. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything. And then I end up saying something. And then I look like the bad guy. And I'm like, do you know what? Fuck you lot. You all a bunch of idiots.
Disconnect your Facebook account. That's what I always do. Just don't look at your phone. Don't do that. I think more people should do that. That's my thing to my guidance in life. My final message: turn your damn phone off.
Save good. I like that. A bit of advice.
My final message.
Yeah, because it. I think it would honestly help out a lot of people, because I think a lot of people, especially in this lockdown, are also closed up in their home. You know, you don't get out much. Just turn your phone off. Read a book. Stay at the roof for a couple hours. Doesn't matter what you do.
Sure.
Don't look at your phone. I think it's better for yourself. Your own mental health, because I think that's also...
Listen to music or learn a dance. Learn to do a backflip or something.
Yeah, make a TikTok. I don't know. Whatever you kids do nowadays.
Whatever you hip young rapscallions
do. TikTok was the one that I deleted. I could not stand that shiz anymore.
I loved your TikToks though.
Yeah, they were fire.
They were hot fire, as the cool kids say.
I would consider doing it if I didn't have so much political stuff rammed down my throat every scroll I went on.
But you're quite a political person.
I am, but I don't want to hear it on social media. Especially on TikTok, because I know it's fed by the Chinese, isn't it? So
well, and it's also the opinions you're getting the opinions of a bunch of 13-year-olds.
Yeah, I find that's also a big problem, listening to young children. That people need to stop doing that as well. Like, do you remember when was the last general election in the UK?
It would have been when we were at uni, third year.
Yeah, because we had that second discussion year. About it.
Yeah,
2019 it was last year. Yeah,
early 2019, I believe.
And do you remember in the news, there was a lot of talk, especially also around Brexit as well, when that happened, a lot of talk about giving or about lowering the age to vote.
Yeah.
To 16, yeah.
Yeah. I never understood it personally because kids are fucking retarded. Even 18-year-olds are pretty fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't listen to I wouldn't listen to my own opinion.
I think the argument for that was that they're not allowed to vote until they're 18, but they can have sex when they're 16. I think that was the argument.
Well, but America can buy guns when they're 18, but can't drink until they're 21.
They can't even buy a fucking Kinder egg.
Yeah.
Well, true. I think most of the arguments that I saw, people were saying, "Oh, it's going to affect us," but we can't vote on it.
But yeah, that's the biggest argument. I think
that's for everyone. At that point, you may as well give literally the entire nation the franchise. Everyone from people who have emigrated legally or immigrated illegally to newborn babies. Because technically, it will affect everyone.
Yeah.
The voting thing, for lowering it to 16, like I said, I don't trust an 18-year-old's opinion.
I wouldn't, yeah. Since I knew myself when I was 18, and I would not trust my 18-year-old self.
Yeah, like, I think that's what you've got to look at. Because if you think back to your 16-year-old self, would you hand your current vote to your 16-year-old self and say, "I trust you with this"? No,
my 16-year-old self.
My 16-year-old self was an idiot.
My 16-year-old self was getting diagnosed with depression and in counselling. So,
exactly. I cared more about getting laid when I was 16. So
you were in a college when you were 16,
thinking about politics.
Exactly, exactly. I think that the fact that most people look back on their younger years and they cringe on it, I think that's a good reason as to why you shouldn't give votes to young people.
Oh, I hate, yeah. I try and block out everything from my past.
Because most people do just, they see their past and they're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I hate my past. I hate everything that passes.
That's why I'm kind of glad I don't look at Facebook because of that like memories thing. Here's what you were doing a decade ago. Oh no!
You were drinking with your lads.
Drinking what? At the age of 23 or 13? I'm 23 now. A decade ago, now I would.
Yeah, you were one of those road men.
No, I didn't have. Friends. I didn't properly get drunk until uni.
Oh yeah, you said.
Yeah, I didn't have that many friends to get drunk with. Yeah. I had friends, but they didn't drink either.
Yeah, the first time I got properly drunk was just before uni, so it would have been a month or two before uni.
And now look at me, a raging alcoholic.
Same.
That's a lie. I haven't actually had anything to drink in quite a while.
Oh, how lucky of you. How good of you.
I say that. I also did recently buy a bottle of whiskey, though. So
you treating maybe yourself. I'll tell you what. My parents, they bought me a beer advent calendar. Which I'm looking forward
to. Nice.
It can, especially like microbrewery. Tastes like...
Well, I won't know until I open the first one on December 1st.
Well, surely it says, like, kind of somewhere on the package.
No, not really. It's pretty... but they seem to be half pints. So... Because the box is pretty big and heavy. Like, if you weren't holding it from underneath, you would literally break every bottle in there because it would just fall out the bottom.
I see. Wow, that's pretty cool. I remember that's you telling cool. us about a gin calendar that you got your mum the other year.
Well, I did. I was going to, but she got one herself. For it. She got it for herself, but
sad. I should have asked one of them for Christmas.
Oh shit, speaking of, my mum's birthday is actually like next week.
So this man needs to make some plans.
Yikes
indeed.
Apologies if that you can hear that in the background. Someone seems to be doing construction work. Not the government, obviously, or the council.
Here's one question for you boys, actually.
Go for it.
The previous 3 or 4 weeks, have you been hearing an absolute shit ton of fireworks?
Yes.
For no goddamn reason.
Yes.
There was Diwali last week, I think it was.
It's the last week, but the week before that, there was fireworks. Week before that, fireworks.
Well, week before was Guy Fawkes. Like 3 weeks
ago. In all fairness, I heard some last night, and I'm like, shut the fuck up. Come on, man.
It's getting to the point people just want to celebrate. They're in lockdown.
Just like, let's set off some fucking fireworks.
Let's risk burning our house down.
It's annoying. Do it. Stop.
I'll tell you what, I think I had my first ever night terror the other day. But it wasn't like a...
There was a shadow at the foot of your bed. Was it one of
those? No, because it wasn't a visual. It was I was hearing the constant clicking of my mouse.
Okay.
And it was really because night terror, you can't move, but I could move.
Did you go over to your mouse and click it?
No, I didn't.
Break the cycle.
It stopped eventually.
It's like when you keys, like when you when you're in a game and you tab with like you're holding A and then you turn back in, your guy's walking left constantly and you tap A and it stops. That's what I would do. Go to the mouse and give it a few test clicks.
Yeah, but it was strange because I could just hear the constant clicking of my mouse.
You sure it wasn't in your ears? Because don't spiders like to crawl on people's ears and make clicking sounds?
Oh, I don't know. But it wasn't, because it wasn't like constant clicking. It was like there was pauses between them for a few seconds.
No, I'd get your ears checked, Chief.
No, it's fine. It hasn't happened since. Then this was like a week ago.
So. Maybe you crawled out when you were asleep, when you went back to sleep.
Crawled out, yeah.
He was like, man, this place sucks. I don't want to be in this kid's head. It's just depression. Bad memes.
This kid's got issues.
Oh, that's funny.
Good to joke.
Do we have anything else to talk about?
Well, I think that's been going for nearly an hour, isn't it?
50-odd minutes.
50-odd minutes.
Fiddy, big fiddy.
We've had Christmas, OnlyFans, lockdown.
Lockdown adverts.
The media. Adverts. I haven't seen any of the adverts.
I like John Lewis's one.
I should probably.
I think that's a sign I'm getting old because I like John Lewis's one.
Yeah, I think that's one of the pillars of being old. Is like, ooh, can't wait for the new John Lewis advert.
Yeah.
Christmas advert. When you buy a new appliance, like a new
when you ask for cooking stuff for Christmas.
Yeah. Honestly, asking for socks for Christmas, you know, is that like kind of thing that old people ask for socks, or you never want socks for Christmas? When you get old, you want socks. I want socks for Christmas.
I don't know what I want for Christmas. I have to think.
Yeah, I haven't actually asked anyone yet. I asked my dad, and I said, my dad asked me, and I said, just get me some alcohol or some money in a card or something.
Yeah.
But my mom's asking me now, I don't know. It's always awkward, I find, asking people for presents, because it's like, you don't want to ask for something too much. You know?
Yeah, you don't ask for a PS5, but then you want to ask for something.
Yeah. It's like, I feel bad. I felt really bad last year, and I feel bad this year, because I'm 21. Past 21, I felt like, you don't need Christmas presents anymore. It's like my birthday. I don't ask for anything for my birthday either.
Yeah.
Because I feel like an adult.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I feel bad when I don't give presents to other people.
Yeah, but then it's like, even they struggle to think of what they want. Like, even my brothers and parents don't know what they want.
Yeah, but I'm not very good with that sort of thing either.
I'm terrible at buying presents for people.
I usually just ask people, tell them what you want, or you're not getting anything.
Yeah. If I had a girlfriend, that's what I'd say to her.
Absolute charmer.
I'm not good with dealing with other people's emotions, so I wouldn't know if they were happy, regardless of if they got a gift or not.
Particularly adept at dealing with your own, quite frankly.
Yeah, that's true. Right, anyway. Right. Anyone got any... Should we sign it off here? I can't speak.
Yeah.
I'd like to sign it off.
I will sign it off.
No, it's me.
What? Okay, go on. You've got to say all our social media stuff, though.
Remember to like, comment, and subscribe on the podcast. I'm making this up as I go along. Remember to check out Kieran's YouTube channel, his Twitch, and his Discord. Plug that right now.
Yeah, boy. You got it all.
What's the name of Discord and the YouTube channel?
The Quack Pack.
The Quack Pack. Final message, get off your damn phone.
Wow, that was a good final message. Thank you all for watching.